preparing for equine emergencies on the trail. This is Hoofbeat on Brownfield. I'm Dave Russell. Dr. Nancy Loving of Boulder, Colorado says that while not all trail riders think about first aid, it is definitely something they should consider.
You never know what can happen. A horse can step in a hole or cut itself on a log or a sharp rock, and it's good to be prepared in advance with some first aid materials that are on hand in your saddlebag.
So how do we go about preparing for first aid on the trail?
Well, first of all, it's good to have a conversation with your veterinarian about what supplies that you might need to have with you. And that person can also provide you with some of those things, such as bandage materials, eye ointments. You can get some kind of a multi-tool to include in your pack so that you have a pair of pliers-type device, a file, a scissor, things like that.
So if there is one thing we might overlook, what would that be?
Well, several things come to mind. One is one of the most common things that people run into is a loosened shoe or a sprung shoe where the horse catches it on something and bends it. So every owner should know how to remove a horseshoe, and a multi-tool can be helpful with that. And maybe some kind of a plier-type device to be able to pull the shoe off. And they can talk to their veterinarian and their farrier about how is the best way to accomplish removing the shoe. And then other things are just look at the terrain that you're traveling over so that you make sure that if you're going to be in an area with cactus or sharp logs or branches, that the horse is maybe armed in some flint boots. And then just have the first aid kit available.
You've authored a book that might be of benefit to trail riders.
Yes, it's called First Aid for Horse and Rider, and it's a small book, and it goes through the common situations you might run into on the trail. It can sit in your saddlebag, too, because it's not too big to take with you. And it'll give you kind of bullet points of what to do when you encounter a crisis and can respond with an emergency. And then make sure that the horse is cared for enough to get them back to the trailhead and back to civilization where they can acquire a veterinary assistant.
Is there anything else that you hope the rider will keep in mind?
Yeah, always wear a helmet and make sure your cell phone's charged. And whenever you go out on the trail, make sure you leave a note where you're going and don't deviate from that course so that in case you get lost or something bad happens, that somebody can find you.
Dr. Nancy Loving, I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield.